Okay, today's Daf Chaf Aleph. We're on Chaf Amud Beis. Third line to the bottom, Amemar. Amemar, Shachiv Le Bar Brei. Amemar's grandson died. So, Kara Ilave, he tore Kriya for a grandchild. Yesterday we were talking about having a velus for not one of the seven relatives, so grandchild's not one of the seven. And then we said maybe for the grandchildren and grandparents yet. So Amemar did that. Then, Asa Brei, then his son walked in. The father of the boy who died. And then Karaba Ape. He writes Kriya. What? Again. He did Kriya again. Because now he felt it's another available to see my son like this. Then Idgar, he remembered the Miyushev, that he was sitting down when he did the Kriya. So the Miyushev Kara. Come, he got up. Kara Muma, he did Kriya a third time, standing up. Amalei Rav Ashila Meimar. Kriya de Mu'umad Menolan. Where do you know they have to do Kriya standing up? Where does it say that? So, the Ksiv, it says, V'yakam Eov. Eov got up. V'yikra Esm Elo. And he did Kriya. And he lost all his children, right? He did Kriya. Elamayata, one second. If that's the reason, it says by Chalitza, V'omad. And the woman gets up. V'omar. And she says, Lo chafatzi l'kachta. I don't want to marry to my brother-in-law. I don't want this guy. Hachanami? Same thing over here. Chalitza has to be done standing up. V'atanya. Ben Yoshev, Ben Omed, Ben Muteh. Chalitza can be done any which way. Standing, sitting, leaning. Doesn't matter. Amalei, no. So Amemar answered back, no. Hasan, by Chalitza, Loksiv, V'yamod, V'yomar. It doesn't say back-to-back, V'yamod, V'yomar. If it would say that, then yeah, and a Chanan, but it has to be standing up. Hacha, Ksiv, it says, V'yakam, V'yikra. He got up. Eov, he got up. And he did Kriya. Esti Gemara. That's how I know you have to be standing up. Amr Rami Bar Chama Minayin LeKriya Shu Mu'umad. How do you know Kriya has to be standing up? Shenemar, like it says, V'yakam Eov Yikra. Eov got up and he did Kriya. He's standing up. Says the Gemara Dilma Milsa Yisair Sahudavad. Maybe that was an extra chumur that Eov did. Who said that's the halacha? Eov was his own shtick, his own thing to stand up. Who said it's not din? So the Gemara says Dilo Te Mahachi. If you don't say that it was an extra. It says V'yogaz es rosho, that he shaved his head. Hachanami, we don't do that. No halacha like that. Obviously, it was a personal thing that Eov did. So too, Ella, you're right. That Eov can't be a raya because nobody shaves their head. So it must have been a private thing Eov did, a chumra, let's say. Ella mehacha from here. V'yakom melech, the king got up. Which king is this? David HaMelech. V'yakom HaMelech. This is when they told him that his son died. So Yaakov HaMelech, the king got up. So Yaakov HaSpagadah. And he did Kriya. Says the Gemara, Dilma Milsa Yisayir Sa'avit. Maybe he did a Chumrah. He did an extra thing. Who said it's a din? Dilote Mahachi, it says V'yishkav Arza. Hachanami. Well, you sleep on the ground? Not true. You don't sleep on the ground. But Tanya, Yoshev Agabi Mita. If you sleep on a Mita, Agabi Kisi, Agabi Udaini. Right? Lo Yotzi Dechavazo. You're not Yotzi Yechiv. Why? Because it's not called Kriyas Hamita. It says that in the parentheses. Yeah. Lo Yotzi Dechavaso. Vam Rav Yochanan. Shelo Kayu Kriyas Hamita.
Chiyav
to the dead. What? You know, Chiyav to do certain acts of avails. Sleeping on the floor is not one of them.
He has not discharged his duty and his
practices
to the dead.
Right. I don't know what that means, to the dead. I don't know what that means. But Rabbi Yochanan Kfiyas Hamita. Whatever this Kfiyas Hamita is, sleeping on the floor is not it. So how could you tell me that David HaMelech did something that was halachic? It's not true. He was doing other things. What's the halachic basis that you have to do Kriya standing up? I'm a lay. No. Kain Arza. He wasn't mamash on the floor. It was like he was on the floor. At the end of the day, you can learn from here that the halacha is that Kriya has to be standing up, which is what the halacha is. Tana Rabbanan. Dvarim Sha'avel, Ve'elu, some say Ve'elu, some say Elu. Dvar, these are the things, Sha'avel Asaben. These are the things that Avel's not allowed to do. Asaben Malacha, no work, can't go to work. Rechitza, can't wash. Sicha, can't anoint. Tasha Shamita, can't be with your wife. Ubini'ilat ha-sandal. And you can't wear shoes. V'aser, also, it's aser. Likros batora, banavim, aksuvim. Lishnos, bimishna, medrish, halachos, Ubashas? Uba Agados? Anything we leave out? Anything left off this list? Can't learn. Not allowed to learn. What? Right. The imha, except the Hilchas Avelos, correct. The imha Yuravim Tzrichim Lo, and if the Ravim needs him, he's the only person in town that could paskin anything, then Eino Nimna, he can't hold himself back. Umaisa, there was a story once, Umeis Benosho of Yossi Bitsipori, Yossi's son died, Benichnas Lebeis HaMedrash, and he went into the Beis HaMedrash, Vidarash Kol Yom Kulo, he gave the drasha the whole day. Right? Gave the drasha the whole day. Okay? End of story. Says Tosfos, you left off so many things on this list. Says Tosfos, Eil Dvarim Sha'aval Aser, he says, Hacha Alochashiv Dvarim Sha'mitzuva Alein. We left off the list things that Neville has to do. Kigon, for example, Kfiyas Hamita, right? Batifas Harosh, some kind of head wrapping of the head. Delochashiv, we don't mention Ela Mili de Aser Behed. We only mention prohibitions. What about tefillin v'she'ela shalom? What about tefillin and she'ela shalom? How come that's not on the list? You're not allowed to wear tefillin and you're not allowed to say hello. Lo chashiv de'ein zeh kol yimei ha'avel k'da'amar l'kaman. That's not mentioned because it doesn't apply all 7 days.
It doesn't apply when you're a nine.
It says I'm a big machlokas about that. Tachboses is laundry. Lo chashiv da'av b'klav v'chitza. It's included in v'chitza. Af agav de'le'el ma'isi trei kroyle v'chitza ul tachboses. Even though we're going to bring a separate pasuk for washing your body and washing your clothing, it's the same thing as tosas. That's why it's not on the list. Aval hani the lo noogim kol ha'shavua lo lafuke mipirish or belazo shapirish or ben shmuel hayamater aval lasas malacha achal gimel yavim. We don't like that. He let them do work after 3 days. Okay. Now it says to us something very interesting. Uma she'ein noogim ata lasas atifas arosh ukfias amita. How come we don't do atifas arosh today? How come we don't do kfias amita today? Why not? Says to us samchina hadarmina birushalmi. Ach Sinai, if you're a guest, eino chaya b'kfiyas amita. No kfiyas amita if you're not in your own home turf. Why not? Delo limuron chereshu. Pirish mechashe. Because the goyim are going to think you're some kind of witch. What are you doing with the bit? They can't get into that. So therefore, they're going to think you, who knows what, some crazy people. Don't do it. Ukmo kein anu bein hanachrim. Now we live among the goyim. V'yesh b'neinu avadim shushvachos. You have a servant in the house, right? You have a maid servant, right? Matzis, what are you doing? Who knows what could happen? It says to us, we don't do it anymore.
The rest of the
things
we did are strange to
me. Yeah. V'od yesh li din tam amita. What about kfiyas amita? Another reason. Lafi shemitos shalonu, our beds, kach yichol l'shachev b'nachas mitzadzeh kemo mitzadzeh. Somehow, I don't know what kfiyas amita is, but somehow the bed that they had ready in Tulsa's day, it wouldn't demonstrate anything. You could go on a bed like this. It wouldn't demonstrate anything. It wouldn't demonstrate a velus. The ein nikaros the kfiyas sheyesh bem dalad kundesin had 4 posts lamaila kein regalim like 4 legs. Kamila kamon dargash ein tzarach likvosa. If you have some kind of platform, you don't have to turn that over because it won't matter. It won't demonstrate it's a velus. I'm not exactly sure what this means. I don't know what the bed. Yes, I'm not sure what he's talking about. V'od Yezu didn't have the atifas arosh. Listen to this. How come we don't do atifas arosh today? Shelo yehi mevi kiyemu deischok. It's going to be, people are going to laugh at you. They're going to laugh at you. Inyan atifas yishme'elim. Because atifas arosh means to do it like a yishme'eli. They're going to laugh at you. You look like you're sitting like that, like some Arab, some Arab chief, some Arab terrorist. They're going to laugh at you. So that's why we don't do that today. Okay? It's such a funny thing. Somebody once pointed this out to me. As poor and as downtrodden as Jews were throughout the ages, Jewish girls were never maid servants. It's always goyim. It's just an interesting historical phenomenon. Right? As poor as they were, Who's cleaning the toilets? The guy. It's an amazing thing. Huh? What? Exactly. It's an amazing phenomenon. That's not just, in fancy places in America. No. Even back then. Right? It was poor as anything. Who's even... The peasant guy, I'm still taking care of the Jewish houses.
We have a concept,
it's an amazing thing.
We have the concept.
Yeah, but that's such a lofty concept. We don't understand what that is. Okay, Rabba Bar Bar Chana Israel Be Milsa. Rabba Bar Chana, he lost a relative. So, Safar Delo Lemepak Lepirka. He thought to himself, he's not going to go learn. He's not going to go give shir. Amalei Rabbi Chanina, Im Hay Rabbim Smichim Lo, Eidon Imna. But if the Rabbim needs you, then you can't stop, hold yourself back. You're the only one. Safar Laukme Umra Alei. So he thought to get himself the interpreter, you know, to say over the shir. Amalei Rab, no, Tanya, Lepavad Shal Yaman Ham Turgman. No, that far we don't go. He's still a novel. So in Tanya Turgman, not. So Amalei, the Ela Hechi, what do you do? Kyo de Tanya, Maisu Meis, Beno, Shor Yehudibari Loi. Yehudibari son died. Benichnas Lebeta Medrish. Benichnas Rebichanina Ben Akavia, the Yashav Petito. Velochash Lahu, Rebichanina Ben Akavia. He whispered the shir to him. Rebichanina Ben Akavia, the Maturgaman. Or Maturgaman Hashmi, the Rabbin. There's an extra middleman there. What this is, I don't know. Okay, Tanar Rabbanan. Avil, Gimel Yamim Harishonim, Osir Laniach Tvilin. For the first 3 days, it's also to wear tefillin. V'shlishi ve'eilech, from the third day and on, v'shlishi beklal, including the third day, mutar laniach tefillin, you're allowed to. V'imbo panim chadashos, and even if new people show up that haven't showed up before to pay a shiva call to you, ain't a cholitz. You don't take them off, divrei Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Shur Omer, avel, no. Beis yom harishon osel laniach tefillin. For 2 days, they don't wear tefillin. Misheni, from the second day, v'sheni bechlal, at the second day itself, mutter lahaniach tefillin. You're allowed to wear tefillin, right? I know, all the Rishonim asked that question. There's three answers to that question, I don't understand all three. 1 minute. So, the Brisa contradicts itself. First it says, it's aser for 2 days, right, or 3 days, and then it says on the second day it's mutter. On the third day it's mutter, it's machlokas, right? So what does that mean? What's the chat on that? So the best answer is like this. What they're trying to point out is, when I said there's 3 days in Aladar where it's filling, what I meant was 2 full days, and the third day is mixes the Yom Kukulo. So when you don't wear tefillin already for 1 hour, it's as if you didn't wear tefillin the whole day, and then after that you can put tefillin on. That's the best answer. I think that's the answer. Right? In other words, I'll read it inside. Avol aser banachas tefillin shloshi yamim. The first sheet that was Rabbi Eliezer, right? Ela b'shnei yamim harishonim, the first 2 days, aser legamri. In other words, tefillin. The ilu b'yom shlishi, on the third day, eina aser ela b'miktsaso. It's only aser part of the day. Why? Because once you don't wear tefillin part of the day, right? Mishum shemachshivin es miktsas yom shlishi kakulo.
But then you're putting on tefillin.
What? Well, that's exactly his point. That's exactly his point. There has to be a part of the day where you don't wear tefillin. Then you can put tefillin on.
You completed your obligation of not wearing tefillin. Now you put it on.
Right.
Why are you putting it on? There's no obligation anymore.
They wore the whole day. Back.
They wore it the whole day.
The day was over already.
What?
The day's over.
Right, so the mixed of kula is working both. It's working in both directions. Sides. It's working on both sides. That's the best answer. His point is, you should demonstrate that it's not a regular day. A regular day, you wake up in the morning, you go to sleep, put on tefillin, right? That's a regular day. It should be different. Wait a few hours and then put on the tefillin. How come you didn't wear tefillin until now? You put them on 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Because of novel. That's what I think the idea is. That's what he meant to say. And the other days, for sure not.
We don't hold any of these.
What? Correct. The imbo, ponam, chadashos, and if people come, holy, you take your tefillin off. Omer of Masna, my time with Rebbe Elazar. What's the reason for this? That it was Yimei, plural. For 2 days they kept the veil for Moshe. Right? Yimei, plural. Omer of Ida, my time with Yeshua. What about Yeshua? It says, V'acharisa kiyom mar. That 1 day is very bitter. That last day is very bitter. One day is very bitter. So Yeshua, Nami, Yachsev, V'yitamu Yimei. It says plural, no? I'm all off now. Shiny Moshe. Talk about it. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Moshe Rabbeinu was a very, very, Moshe Rabbeinu was different, right? Rebbe Elazar, Nami, Yachsev, Achrisim, Kiyomar, right? Yeah, but Ikka Marira, Chad Yomu. Yeah, but the main avails is only 1 day. Amr Ula, Halacha Krebi Elazar, Kim Bechalitza. The Halacha Krebi Elazar regarding taking off, Halacha is Rabbi Yeshua about nacha, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua about putting on. The boy lehu b'sheni leula. On the second day, according to Ula, cholet o eino cholet. Do you take them off or not? Why? The Rashi says, "Bashlishi ka'amar lacha kabbalasa to amar eino cholet." On the third day, he said, "I pass like Rabbi Elazar. You don't take them off." Avol b'sheni lo yadana icholeti lo. So I don't know what you do on that day. So Tashma amar Ula cholet o maniach afilu me'ef amim. Even 100 times, on and off, on and off, on and off. Tanya nami hachi Yehuda ben Tema amar cholet o maniach. You take them off, you put them on. Afilu me'ef amim, even 100 times a day. Rava Amar, Rava says, now kiven sheiniach. Once you put them on, shuvei nacholot. You don't take them off. V'harava hu da'amar halacha katana didan da'amar shlosha. Rava, one second. Rava himself said that it's for 3 days, right? So therefore, what? Therefore.
Those are the most intense days.
Those are the
therefore
what?
Should be
off.
3 days, right?
So the Gemara answers, well, mitzvah shiny. Listen, tefillin still a mitzvah, right? Rashi says, "Klomer, halu mitzvah laniach tefillin, but laniach la'alta b'sheni." You do put them on the second day, right? Okay. What?
Only wouldn't wear. Only doesn't wear.
We're gonna get to Onay later in the week. Later we're gonna get to Onay. So just wait. What's today? Today's Monday. Wednesday we're gonna talk about Onay. Okay. In some ways, Onay is more machmir than an Aval, and in some ways, an Aval is more machmir than an Onay. All right. So we're gonna get to that on Wednesday. Next.
So where's our basis tonight? To on the whole 7 days.
So the truth is, it's a big machlokas on the first day. It's a big machlokas on the first day. Let's say somebody wakes up in the morning and they're an onin, so they don't put on tefillin. Then they go to the cemetery, they go to the funeral home, they have a funeral, they go to the cemetery. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, in the summer. Does the person put on tefillin or not? What? It's a big machlokas. It's a big machlokas. Right? What? They usually try. But I believe that there are many.
Depends on the shita.
Not everyone does it.
I think there's different shita. Yeah, it's sure different shita.
Correct. I think in Israel
they don't.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I know I didn't.
You didn't?
I think you did. Sure they don't.
I think I'm not 100% sure, but it's not such a simple. It's not so simple. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Avel, Gimel Yom HaRishonim Asar B'Malacha. The first 3 days. You are not allowed to work. Interesting, Shita, the Maritz Gay says you can work at night. At night you're allowed to. It's interesting. We don't hold like that. Others argue, it's Machlokas, we've shown them, we possibly can't work at night. Vafilu oni hamisparnis mina tzedaka. Even if a guy is so poor, he needs charity, he still can't work. He still can't work. The Ramah says, and the Shulchan Aruch also says, you know, making the beds and washing the dishes, that's not considered work. That's not work. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about keeping the house neat and tidy. Right? I'm talking about real work. What?
Being on the phone and making the deal with
you. Yeah, exactly what that means. Huh? About what? It doesn't mean about washing the dishes?
What the point is
work?
You're parnasa. You're parnasa. What? We're going to get to that.
It's not a question of tircha. It's a question of
not having exertion. It's not a question of tircha at all. It's a question of preoccupation. Right? Not a question of tircha. If your wife asked you to mow the lawn, that's not your parnasa. I don't know if people do that when they're in novel. I can't imagine they do. No. It's not parnasa. It's also not washing the dishes. Right? It's not the same thing. You agree with me. What? Yeah. But you know, you hear what I'm saying.
Only if you break it.
That's why you have dishwasher.
Mikan ve'elech, after that, Ose betzina, you do betzina betzoch beso. Yeah. Okay. But also mikan be'elich ose betzina betzoch beso. After that, you can do a little private work in your house. For isha tava bepelach betzoch beso, and a woman can do some. When she's an Avel, she can do some light spinning for Parnasa in her house.
Not a bike.
Tana Rabbanan. Avel, Gimel Yom Harishonim, Ein Aholech Lebeis Avel. Let's say someone's sitting Shiva, and someone on the block is also sitting Shiva. Can he pay a Shiva call?
Can
one Avel go down the block to visit the other Avel? Says the Gemara, no. Gimel Yom Harishonim, first 3 days, Ein Aholech Lebeis Avel. You're not allowed to go to Beis Avel. So the truth is, the Me'iri points out, the Radvaz points out, you can't go anywhere. You can't go to the supermarket, you can't go to work, you can't even go to shul.
Right. Yeah,
you can't go anywhere. The point is, I would think, well, why can't I go to another Beis Avel? I'm just going from one misery to another misery. It's not going to, none of the reasons why I can't do anything else apply. Why can't I go there? You still can't go there. That's why the only thing he mentions is you can't go to another Beis Avel. Correct.
What happens if it's one of the seven relatives? Let's say
your own or someone else's?
Your brother dies, and he's sitting Shiva in his house, and your wife had just died.
So people, I hear you. I don't know.
I saw that happen.
I'm sure that happens. Well, I know people, they sit Shiva in different places. That's a different story.
Yeah.
Right, they'll spend the time here, then they'll go to the other brother. That's not what we're talking about, right?
Except Shabbos.
Well, Shabbos is no public availus. We're going to get to that on Wednesday also.
That's why I said this. What happens if you're within the 3 days?
What?
Within the 3 days.
Right. So I don't really think that we have any more today. This 3 days differentiation. Nothing changes the third day. Nothing changes by us. Mikan ve'elech. After that, holech you can go. Ve'ena yomot yoshev v'mokam ha'menachmin. You don't sit with the people that pay the shiva call. Ella mamakom hamis nachman. You sit with the avelim, even though it's not even your avel. You go to someone else's house, sitting shiva. You're sitting shiva. You go to someone else. You sit with them like you're part of their family, right? And then the Rama points out there's a tradition. There's a halacha today. Today we don't go to a you don't go to another oval at all. An oval doesn't go to a different funeral. I'm not talking about his own relative. Saying some, you know, his neighbor's funeral. The neighbor passed away. You don't go to a funeral. Right? None of these things.
Yes.
So that's what the Rama says.
You just had a snout, unfortunately, there. So when he had the three boys, I think they sat shiva one day with something like that together.
Uh-huh. So he says over here, Hayom ain Noah gin avelim klal lotet the beis avel ul beis akvaros. The efshar she ain zechir of el rishos.
Surely they don't think they did. They didn't want the different houses.
They were going.
Because in the olden days, the shiva call paying was much more formal, and it was much more today. It shows up whenever they want. It wasn't like that in those days, right? So that's why the halakha is not really the same. Tosfos has a very interesting point. He says, what about going to shul? Could you go to shul when you're an avel? No. What if you don't have a minion? I'm not sure what the answer to that is. There's no minion. There's no minion. They're not getting a minion. You know, some of these times, it's a winter time. At 4 o'clock, it's mincha. There's no 10 people around. Not a Sunday. Everybody's at work. So could the avel go to shul?
No, so they come.
I know, but they're not going to. He doesn't have a lot of friends. I don't know what the answer to that is. However, Tosfos says the following. Look at this Tosfos. Mikan ve'elech holech. After the third day, you can go. In those days, you can go pay a shiva call, right? You can go to someone else. You can go to someone else's levaya, right? You can go pay a shiva call after the third day. Says Tosfos. Period. But Tosfos the Rav, second Tosfos. V'alzeh somchin sheborim beis hakneses v'tishabov. That's the heter for Avelim to come to Shul on Tisha B'Av. Regular time, they won't come. Tisha B'Av, I guess there was a minute in Tosfos' time, that Avelim could come to Shul Tisha B'Av. Then he says, V'eini yodea imhu minag tov. Says Tosfos, I don't know. Is that the right minute? Is that right? I don't know, he says. He says he doesn't know. How am I going to know?
Yeah.
Right? And with Dvarav Matzinu, L'meidim, Shechashuv Tisha B'Av, Kimo L'achar Shlosha. Right, Tisha B'Av has a status of after the first 3 days. V'naf Gamina L'inyan Tfilin. The Naf Gamina would be the wear tefillin, like we said before. Right? Interesting development. Like, I don't know. So, like Lebaitha, Bezman Hazeh. If someone's sitting Shiva, so can he go to Shul Tisha B'Av? I don't know. I don't know what the Pahalacha, how we paskin. Like I said before, generally they don't go to Shul. Exactly. That's what he's saying. He says, I don't know if it's a minute tov or not. I don't know. I thought that was quite interesting.
How about a
A what? No, they don't go. They bring it to him. So then, what if there's no people not going to come? I don't know. So is it better to read it alone?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You can read alone.
What?
You can read alone.
I know, but you're not going to dive in with a minion. You're not going to have a minion. Is that better? I don't know. I don't know what that luck is. I don't know.
Good itself, not a problem.
It is a problem if you don't know how to read from a class.
Exactly.
Let me read for you.
So what if you don't have anybody? That's a big, big effort. Yeah, that's sick.
I don't know if
it's not a chola. It's not an ones.
But I don't know.
That is an ones. I don't know. What? Yeah, he's chayiv in all mitzvahs. Only not learning Torah. What?
Night.
But you were an onay. Really? Interesting. Interesting. Tani Rabbanan. Avel, Gimel Yom HaRishonim, Asa B'She'el HaShalom. The first 3 days, you don't say Shalom Aleichem. So, can you nod your head? Ritva says yes. The Shlomo Chaim says you're not allowed to nod your head. Umishloshev Yad Shiva, from the third day to the seventh day, Meshiv Ve'ena Shoel. You respond, but you don't ask anything. Meshiv, you can respond. Someone says hello to you, you can say hello back. The first 3 days, you don't even say hello back. Right?
Is the Avam responding, or is this the person?
No, the Avam. Umishloshev Yad Shiva, Meshiv.
That's the Yabal, or is that the person answering the Yabal?
What?
We have a meaning that you have to wait for the Yabal to say something. You come to pay a Shiva call, you have to make him wait for the Yabal to speak to you first.
We're not talking about that din at all. This is about saying hello.
Right.
Or the Gemara calls it saying shalom.
Right.
We're going to see at the end of this Gemara that what we call saying hello is not what they're talking about even. Not even the same thing. We're not talking about, I can't talk about the Yankees until the Avil talks about the Yankees. I'm not talking about that. It's a separate halacha. You can't talk until the Avil talks to you. That's a separate thing. That's a separate thing. Because this is even in the street. We're going to see. Mikan ve'elech, after the 7 days, shoel umeshiv kedarko. Then you can send it to regular, back to life. Shal shiom rishonim asher b'she'el ha-shalom. 1 second. The first 3 days, you're not allowed to say shalom. For time, but we learned. Maisu umeisu b'nosho Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's sons died. Nechazu kol yisrael v'hespedam, hefzid gadol. There was a big funeral, a big hespid. B'shas p'tirasan, when they died, I guess when the funeral was over, Amar Rabbi Akiva al-sasla gadol, he got up on a big bench. Amar, and he said, Achenu b'nei b'es Yisrael, my fellow Jews, Shimu, listen up. Afilu shnei banim chasanim menucham, hu b'shvil kavod sha'asisem. Right, even if these children were married,
no, they were bridegrooms.
What? Yeah, they were chasana, they were bridegrooms. Menuchim hu, I'm consoled because of all the kavod you've displayed for the kavod of the mason. V'imishul Akiva b'asim, if you came just for me, hare kama Akiva b'shuk. How many Akivas are out there in the shuk? In other words, you didn't come for me, you came for the kavod of the mason.
The question
is
whether it's
Banav or Banav. Okay.
No,
yeah.
Two sons or one son.
The Masifta doesn't say anything. We didn't get to the question yet. Elokach amartim. Here's what he said. Karat elokav belibo. The kolshkein sheseskartim kafel. Surely your reward's double. Now here's the question. L'chug l'batechem. Go back to your houses. L'shalom. In peace. So he told everybody shalom. He told everybody shalom.
That's it. So the Abel said it.
Correct. So the Gemara answers, covered Rabbi Shiny. For Rabbi, it's different. We're not talking about you bumped into a guy in the street. We're talking about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, okay. It's a different story.
Well, did you mention the word Shalom?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it was
talking about three people,
really
people in Hashem.
Okay, now we get to a very difficult Gemara. Megimel v'Adayin, Meshiv Eino Shoel, from the third day to the seventh day, if someone asks Shalom, you can answer, you don't initiate. Mikan ve'elech, Shol umeshiv kedarko. After that, it's back to normal. So he says, 1 second. For a minute, how much is chaver avu b'tzach lamed yom? If you bump into a guy in the street and he's in a shloshim, medaber imo tanchumen. You're allowed to give him some consolation, even though it's the 8th, 9th, 28th day of his avails. You can still say something to him as long as it's before the shloshim. Finish shalom, shalom b'shlomo. But you don't ask him how he's doing. You don't say shalom. At the kasha, because we said before, after the seventh day, right? Lacha lamed yom, shalom b'shlomo. After the 30th day, you can ask him how he's doing. V'ena medaber imo tanchumen. No more nechama. It's over. Meita ishto. If his wife dies, nasa isha acheres. He can marry another wife. What's this talking about? Says Tosfos. Meisa isha ishto v'nasa isha acheres. Mashma betoch lamed yom. Betoch lamed yom. Di la'achar lamed yom. If it's after 30 days, heichi kamar ain't a resha. One second. Before we get to the Tosfos, which is quite controversial, well, the Gemara is controversial, we have to read full lines of Gemara. It says, Meisa ishto, if your wife died, the nasa isha acheres, and you marry another wife, ain't a reshai likonis labesa ladaber imo tanchumen. You're not allowed to no longer go into that house and talk to every tanchumen. The guy gets remarried, and you come, all you do is talk about the previous wife. You're not allowed to do that. Shouldn't do that. Rashi says, Lanachamo. Rashi up above. Ain't a reshai lanachamo. Mishem chalishas daito, the isha acheres. Because the new wife is going to be all upset. All they talk about is the old wife. So what kind of marriage is this? Right? Ketani miyas. Anyway, what does it say? It said, Besoch lamed yom, ain't a shol b'shlomo. You don't ask how he's doing. Kol shkein, sha'avol atzmo ain't a shol b'shlomo shol zeh. So for sure the avol doesn't say that. V'le'el ketani mishiv le'elech meishiv v'shol kedarko. But we said before, after the seventh day, it's all back to normal. That's going to be the kasha. Within this kasha...
According to this, the only reason to marry her within 30 days.
So we're going to that's Tosfos. So now, how do you marry her within 30 days?
What's
the
problem?
Huh?
She can remarry. He can remarry.
One second. Mashma besoch. Now back to now we can do the Tosfos. Mashma besoch lamed yom. Dei la'achar lamed yom. If it's after 30 days, heichikamar ainu b'shei lekanis lebeisel darbein tachumen. What do you mean? But you don't go into the house. Talk about the first wife. After 30 days, you don't do that anyway. Hala'achar habashar meis and nami amru ainu medarbe imot tachumen. For any meis after 30 days, you don't bring it up anymore. So what do you mean? We're going to talk, and the second wife is going to be all upset? Obviously, it's within 30 days. Right? So first of all, we're talking about a situation where you don't have any children. And therefore, even after Shiva, it's within the Shloshim, you're within the Shloshim for your wife, you get remarried. It's a very funny thing to do. Why is that? Right. So why is that? Because you don't have any children. You want to get moving, trying to have children. Inami, what Mr. Schiffer said. No, you have children, but they're all young. Shemutter lisa miyad. You'll marry her right away, but libol achalamid yom. But you really can't be with her after till the shulshim is over. So what are you doing? What are you doing? Bring her into the house. You need somebody to take care of the kids. You need somebody. So you'll marry her now, and but you're not going to really be with her until after the shulshim. So at least the kids get coverage.
What?
It's not usher. It's just not, I don't know if it's usher. It's not appropriate. It's a little early, right? Within Shloshim. What? Right. We can do that later in the week. About three, waiting three chagim. So right. Fine. Okay. Very good. Back to the Gemara. Because let the guy has to go on. You can't keep dreading. You can't keep bringing it up.
You can't say I'm sorry, but you can say what? You can say something.
Right, so whatever you would say within Shiva after Shloshim, you don't say it anymore. What a great person that was, and it's such a loss. I mean, after a while, it's hard to say that. Much of a shuk, you bump into somebody in the street. Amalo b'safar rafa, you say something nicely u'b'chavad rosh nicely. So you see from here that it's a stira. One place we said after 7 days it goes back to normal. And this seems to say that it doesn't go back to normal until after 30 days. So Amar Avi, Dibar Avin, no. Who Shoel B'Shalom Acherim? No, the other's allowed to ask how someone else is doing. Hey, how's your brother-in-law doing? Why? Sha'acherim Shiruim B'Shalom. There's nothing wrong with them. They're regular. They didn't lose anybody. But Acherim ain't Shoel and B'Shlomo. But others shouldn't ask about the Avel. Shehu ain't a Shar B'Shalom. Because he's not B'Shalom. I v'hab mediktani meshiv mechlal d'shalin and lay. But one second. Since the Avel answers back, obviously they asked him. He's not initiating it. The Gemara answers to lo yadi. They didn't know. They didn't know he's an Avel. They didn't know he's an Avel. Right? So therefore what happened? They didn't know he was an Avel. And they spoke to him. So what's the halacha? He answers back. So, Ihachi, Hasam. If that's true, then Hasam Nami. that even in the first 3 days he should answer back.
If he didn't know.
If he died, he didn't know. I don't know what he's doing in the street, Savol. I don't know about that. But you bump into him. Hey, how you doing? Haven't seen you. What does he say? Nothing. So why not? Why doesn't he answer back? How does he know? They go, Hassam, Modi Lahu. No, you should tell him. Velo Mahadali. Shouldn't answer back. By the way, I'd love to talk to you, but I lost a relative. Yeah, I lost a relative 2 days ago. What am I doing here in the street? I don't know about that. But I really can't talk to you right about this stuff now. Hacha. After that, Lo Tzarech Ladinu. After that, you don't have to inform the guy. It's all right, I'm doing fine. You don't tell him that. I, Romini, Amotzi, Yisachavir, Ovel, Basoch, Yud-Beiz, Chodesh, Medarbu, Ino, Tanchumin, De'eno, Shalom, B'Shlomo. We have another Brayer that says after 12 months, during 12 months, you don't say anything. La'achal, Yud-Beiz, Chodesh, Shalom, B'Shlomo, Ve'eno, Medarbu, Imo, Tanchumin. But after 12 months, you can, you still don't mention that. De'eno, Ovel, Medarbu, Imo, Menatzad. But roundabout ways, I guess you can bring it up. Rav Meir, Hamoti it's Chaveru Oval Acha Yud Beis Chodesh Umedaber Imo Tanchumin Lamahu Dome. You know, you bump into somebody after 12 months and you start giving them Tanchumin. You know what you like? You know what it's like? It's like La'adam Shenishbar Raglo. Guy break his leg. V'chaisa. It got repaired. Matzarofe. You bump into the doctor, and the doctor tells you, Kach has to come to me. Ani Shavura. I'll break your leg again for our penna, and I'll fix it again. You'll see what a good doctor I really am. I'll do it a second time. That's what you're doing if you mention Tanchumin after Yud Beis Chodesh. You're like putting salt on the wound. What? Within the year, correct. But after the year. After the year, you're like a crazy doctor like this. Right? So what do you see from here? There's a steer again. It's a steer between 30 days and a year. Well, Kasha.
Stay for the doctor. You can bill again for the same procedure.
Haba, other than emo. Haba, shower, krovim. The answer is once for a parent and once for regular relatives. Right? For a parent, it's different. Right? So for a parent, it's different. Hasam nami. Oh, I'm sorry. So before we get to the, just for a minute. So the Ritva says, now we have a minug. We're all makel on the She'el Shalom story. Not sure what it is exactly, but we're makel on it. The Ran says, listen to this. The avonosenu in our avonos b'dar hazeh ain't on his harin, but no nizer in this. V'Hashem barachamav yichaper avonosav. Hashem should forgive our sins. What a terrible thing! The Ramah says that today we're making on Shalom shalom for an avil after 30 days for a parent. He says v'ain tam lekula zu. There's no reason for such a kula, right? Ella, he says. The best answer is what's the reason for the kula? Because when we say hello or shalom aleichem, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about some other much more formal, much more personal kind of greeting, which we don't really have today, and therefore pretty much this halachas don't really apply. Okay. Hasam nami yidaber imot hachum en atzad. So by other krovim, right? Meaning other krovim. Why don't you also talk in a roundabout way? We said before, my parents. If the roundabout, you bring it up, you try to give the guys, make him feel good a little bit. So how do you do it by other relatives? Whereas enachanami, you can do that. Umai eno daber imo tanchumin. What does it mean that there's no tanchumin? It means kidarko. It means in a normal way. Avol madaber imo menatad. But in a roundabout way, it certainly can. Okay. In a minute, Tan Rabbanan Avel Gimel Yom Harishonim Ba Mimakom Karov Mona Imahen. This is getting into the big, complicated, very complicated sugya about when relatives are sitting shiva and they come from different places. When do they start counting their shiva? Do they stop at the, very complicated? So it starts off like this: Avel Gimel Yom Harishonim Ba Mimakom Karov Mona Imahen. If you're in a Makom Karov. And it's the first 3 days. Then, of course, he's all counted shiva together. And not, you don't just sit together; you count together. Bal mimakom rachok. If the guy comes from who knows where, far away, mona la'atzmo counts his own count. Mikan ve'elech after the third day, afilum bal mimakom karov mona la'atzmo. Even if you came from around the corner, you count your own count. Tomorrow, this whole gemara is going to be, you know, every one of this is going to be fleshed out and. It's very complicated. Rav Shimon Omer, no. Afilu ba b'yom hashvi mimakom karov mona imahen. You show up on the seventh day. Where were you till now? That I don't know. You show up on the seventh day, you count with them. Moni Imahem, you count with them. Right? All right, so we'll stop here because tomorrow we're just going to rehash this over and over and over again. All right, so we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day. All right.